Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You got to be kidding me that the Florida Panthers eliminated the President's Trophy winning Boston Bruins in Game 7 in Boston at the Garden, 4-3 on Sunday night in a do-or-die game for both. And winner go home, and the Panthers got it done. Carter Verhaeghe's goal 8.5 minutes into overtime sent the Panthers into celebratory mood after they stunned everyone in Boston. You could have heard a pin drop in that place. Sam Bennett fought hard on that forecheck to get the puck to Verhaeghe. Tkachuk was screening the goalie, Swayman, and Verhaeghe got it done. Tkachuk said it hasn't sunk in. The talent that they have over there in Boston is unbelievable. That we were able to do what we did after what they did all year, the fact that we were able to beat them in the playoffs is crazy. So Florida advances to face the Toronto Maple Leafs in the second round. Of course, I bet on the Leafs on Saturday night. They eliminated the Lightning in 6 games at Amalie in Tampa, winning their first series in the playoffs in almost 20 years. Jim Montgomery, the coach of the Bruins, said the way it ended didn't matter. It's just that the season's over. I guess the words that come to mind right now are disappointment and confusion. The Panthers won 3 straight games to eliminate the Bruins. They were down 3-1. They rallied to force overtime on a Montour goal with the goalie pulled with 1 minute left in regulation. Tkachuk said we were 2 minutes away from being in a very sad mood, but Montour pulled us through. We lived to fight another day. The Bruins were the most successful team in regular season history in the league, setting records for wins 65 and points 135 in a season. And that's that. It doesn't matter. Marchand said in March, it's not about the regular season. If you win the President's Trophy, but you don't win the Cup, nobody cares. That's what we know on this team. So the President's Trophy curse got another team. Since 85-86, when the trophy was first awarded, 11 regular season champs made the Stanley Cup final, with 8 of them winning. No President's Trophy winner has advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals since the NHL went to the wild card format in 2013-14. Montgomery said, I do think our first 2 games we played, we weren't ready for the intensity of the playoffs. And I think that goes with the regular season. But by games 5, 6, and 7, we had dug in. That's where it's a little stupefying. the Bruins joined the Lightning of 2018-19, whose regular season wins, like, surpassed by Boston this season. They were both, like, the kings of the league. And then, like, they dominated the regular season, but they were eliminated in the playoffs opening round. That year, the Panthers GM Bill Zito and the goalie Bobrovsky were with the Jackets when they swept the Lightning in the first round. It was unbelievable. And then how about Montgomery? He made the decision of switching Ullmark for Swayman, the 24-year-old goalie. Boston had used both in a regular season. Ullmark went 46-1, played 49 games. Swayman went 24-6-4, played 37 games. Ullmark started the first six games of the series, and then he made an appearance in game four. Swayman hadn't started a game since the Bruins season finale, April 13th. The fans were cheering Swayman when he got the start, but they were booing when they were down two goals. Montour skated in between all four Bruins penalty killers, and he got a backhand flipper past Swayman at 12:23 for a one-zip Panther lead. Then they made it two-zip just a minute 14 into the second as Reinhardt got one past Swayman from the slot for his fourth of the playoffs. Boston finally scored when Krejci made it 2-1. It was a beautiful snapper from the left side that got under Bobrovsky's pad. It was Krejci's 43rd career playoff goal in 160 playoff games. Tyler Bertuzzi scored to tie it early in the third on a power play that carried over from the second period. Then it was pasta time at 4:11 of the third period. A shot from Carlo went off Bobrovsky, and Pasternak grabbed it, nailed it for his fifth of the series to give Boston its first lead of Game 7. Place was going nuts. Montour tied it, like I said, with a minute left. It was basically a Barkov shot from the top of the zone. Bergeron blocked it, but it went to Montour, who beat Swayman for his second goal of the game. They went crazy. They finished off the period, the 59 seconds that were left. Then they went to overtime. Tkachuk had a breakaway early in overtime. Swayman stoned him. Then he stopped Verhaeghe on another great chance. Verhaeghe said it was a crazy regular season that they had, but the playoffs are different. I mean, we had a crazy regular season, and it didn't amount to anything. They did it last year. The Panthers won the President's Trophy with 122 points, and they lost in the second round to the Lightning. Here we go again with this Bergeron stuff. He's 37. He said after the game he's going to take some time to determine his next steps. He said he missed the first four games of the series with a herniated disc in his back. The Panthers won all three games that Bergeron played in the series. He was on the ice after the game embracing all of his teammates. He did that same dance last year, though, so I don't know what to believe. I think he's finished. So anyway, bye-bye, Boston. You lose. And how about the other one? You got to be kidding me. The Kraken. Seattle eliminated the defending Stanley Cup champion Avs 2-1 in Game 7 at the Ball Arena in Denver last night. They're the first expansion team to defeat a reigning Stanley Cup champ in their inaugural playoff series. The coach of the Avs, Bednar, said, "I think they're about as highly competitive a team as we've played. They're deep, and every line is the same." Bjorkstrand scored one goal on a deflection, and he had the other one as well. His second goal that made it 2-0 clanked off the post and in. How about Seattle? They had the lead in every single game in the series. Next up for the second year Kraken, how about the Dallas Stars? And that series will open tomorrow night in Dallas. The Avs coach also said they're playing the way they were taught how to play, and Grubauer was incredible in the series. They make it hard on you to create chances. They're a 100-point team. They're really good. Grubauer finished the series with 231 saves and a .268 goals against average. Rantanen had a goal off a MacKinnon shot that, you know, clipped him and went into the goal. MacKinnon, like, looked like he scored early in the third to tie it at two, but Seattle challenged the play, and the goal was disallowed. Rotto was offsides on the play. The Avs pulled their goalie with about 2 minutes left, but they couldn't score the equalizer with the extra attacker. How about this? Colorado has now lost its past six game sevens. How about this postseason? Road teams are 31-18. That's the most road wins since 1987. Their coach, Dave Haxtell, said, "I'm just really happy for the guys and their effort. They deserve this. Everyone was waiting for this group to fall off and go away, and we never did. We have substance, and our team has played very cohesive, and they worked hard. We earned it when we became a playoff team." Seattle played without McCann. Colorado played without Cogliano. He had a fracture in his neck after a hit from Jordan Eberle in the series. I got to be honest. I never thought that the Avs were the same team without Gab Landeskog on the ice for them. When MacKinnon and Landeskog are playing together, I think they're just such a better team. And then with Makar out, one game suspended, they just never were the same team that won the Cup, to be honest. If you go back to Saturday night, Kailer Yamamoto scored his first playoff goal with 3 minutes left, and the Oilers beat the Kings at the Crypt 5-4, and that eliminated L.A., and the Oilers move on. Kostin had two goals for Edmonton and an assist. The Oilers won the series 4-2 for the second straight season. McDavid scored, Draisaitl scored, and Skinner stopped 40 shots. Next up for the Oilers, how about the Vegas Golden Knights? That'll be an awesome series. The Oilers won 3 of 4 regular season meetings against Vegas, but Vegas won the division, the Pacific, by 2 points. And they got the top seed in the Western Conference. Now, tonight's going to be incredible at The Rock in Newark. Game 7, Rangers-Devils. The Rangers blew out the Devils 5-2 on Saturday night at the Garden. The Devils had all kinds of penalties. They had 4 penalties in the first 25 minutes of that Game 6. For the Rangers, it's a chance to rally from a 3-2 deficit to win a series. They did that in the first couple of rounds of the 22 Eastern Conference playoffs. This game tonight is going to be absolutely lit.